Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Jennifer Marino, owner and artistic director of Jemina Belly Dance. Right. So you are a bona fide belly dancer that I am sitting next to now.
Yes, I am.
I'm excited.
100%.
Tell me about belly dance. Is there a big belly dance community? I guess big belly didn't sound good together, but is there a belly dance presence in Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh actually has a huge belly dance scene. Once you kind of scratch the surface and find one event or one instructor, then you start to see events unfolding almost weekly, definitely monthly, but it's a huge scene in Pittsburgh.
Is it an art?
It is absolutely an art, and the people that practice it work very, very hard at their art. They spend a lot of hours training, a lot of hours in the studio, and a lot of hours educating themselves on it.
It seems like it would be a good workout.
It's a great workout, and it's a workout that's actually fun. So you're in a class, you're learning these things that are not easy to learn, and when you start to do them, you're having so much fun and kind of giggling and laughing with the other people in class, but your body is actually working very, very hard.
What brought you to the art of belly dance in the first place?
Well, I grew up with a mother who was a dance instructor. She actually owned a dance studio, so dance was very big, big part of my life. Belly dance, I had only experienced by going to the Pittsburgh Arts Festival probably about 18 years ago, and saw a group perform, and they were called Gawazi, and they were a large group of dancers and drummers, and when I watched them and the expressions and happiness on their face, I was completely mesmerized, and I said, I need to learn how to do that.
And I mean, it's called belly dance because I guess it utilizes mainly the lower torso portion of the body, correct?
It utilizes the torso more than just about every other form of dance. Most traditional dance forms are a lot about extensions of the limbs of the body, whereas belly dance does take it down into the core. But that's not the only place. You know, we use our whole body.
Yeah, moving. Can you get like serious abs from this?
You can get serious abs from this, yes.
Cool.
You have to do it a couple times a week. You know, you can't do it once a week
and
get those abs, but you can get some serious abs.
Well, between martinis, maybe I'll...
Well, between martinis, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is your approach to teaching belly dance?
My approach for teaching is that it's a very personal path, right? It's not anything that you have to achieve at any certain time. It's a path. And sometimes your body is super ready and limber and ready to go, and you've been dancing for 10 years. Sometimes you're a brand new beginner, and maybe, you know, you've never done any dance. So it's deeply unique, it's deeply personal, and you just have to really allow yourself the time to breathe and learn the form.
So I imagine that some degree of self-confidence must go along with this in order to kind of put your belly out there. You know?
Well, you don't actually need to show your belly.
Oh, okay.
Right. So in my classes I say bare bellies are optional, because I feel like the need to show your belly can sometimes put some women off, and even some men off in our culture. But I would say you need a little bit of confidence to walk into the door, because it can be scary doing something new. For me, it really took me about 6 or 7 years to get the confidence to walk into the door, because I thought belly dancers, you know, they all had to be supermodel perfect, and I was going to get there, and they were going to look at me and say, oh, you're not really belly dance quality. But that's not what it is at all. When I got there, I found a group of accepting, beautiful, remarkable people who were there to really support me, and it made it amazing.
So technically, anybody can belly dance.
Technically, anybody can learn to belly dance.
Really?
Really.
Well, we have some of our contributors here today that we might exercise on that a little later.
A challenge.
Yes.
Okay.
But are there misconceptions out there about belly dance?
There are. You know, there are tons of misconceptions about everything, but there are some misconceptions about belly dance, and probably the most prominent is that women do belly dance to, you know, entice or excite or titillate men, and that is not true. Historically, it's a social dance that women kind of get together and do in private quarters or at parties, kind of like if you went out to a club dancing with your friend, you would dance in a group of women and just everyone kind of get down, show off their movements. At the same time, men dance together in a lot of these cultures. So most common misconception is that we do this to somehow get the male gaze upon us, and that's not the truth.
Yeah, because I think that maybe just comes with how it sometimes gets portrayed in film and things like that.
That is
and,
very true.
One of the things I learned just chatting with you before we sat down for the interview, I had always maybe just assumed that it had its roots in Indian culture, but that's not true. There's actually many forms of belly dance from all around the world.
It's true. Much like anything, food, you know, art, culture, dance form changes as it moves around the earth and as different groups move into those populations where it was indigenous. And so what happens is the cultures blend and it makes a new form. Belly dance is certainly prominent in the Middle East, Egypt, Syria, Lebanon. It is also, there's a presence in the Mediterranean too, so you see Greek belly dancers. You know, you've gone to a Greek restaurant and seen a belly dancer.
I haven't, but man, if there is one, I'm
Well, we're gonna have to get you there.
Yeah.
So you see it in the, you also see it in Eastern Europe. So the Romani people actually have their own form of dance, and you know, it's very beautiful. There's Turkish dance, and even in the United States, belly dance has come here and transformed into kind of a native, local, indigenous form called American tribal style. So there are all these different forms of it. It's really amazing.
So when you teach, what style do you teach?
I teach more of an Egyptian technique, so more of a modern Egyptian or modern Oriental style. And I also do some folkloric work, so Egyptian folkloric dance that was actually taken from indigenous groups of Egypt and then brought to the stage by their national folkloric troupe. And so these are kind of the folk dances that we learn to do as well.
Let's talk a little bit about the attire that one wears when they belly dance. It's kind of jingly.
It's very jingly. Some of it is. The attire that you see today, maybe in stage shows or at a restaurant, usually you're going to see a two-piece, what's called a bedla. And there's a lot of, you know, paillettes or jingly coins, lots of bling on
there. Yeah, bling, bling.
Bling, bling. We love the bling.
We love the bling.
The tribal style dancers, they still get their bling in, but they've got a lot of coins going on. But these are things, you know, at least the cabaret style costumes, these are things that have come to us through film. So if you were to go to Egypt and dance in a house party with people, they wouldn't be wearing this shiny, blingy costume. They would just be wearing their day-to-day clothes, maybe a long robe with a scarf.
I will remember that the next time I am at an Egyptian house party. You just never know.
Don't wear your bling.
Right, okay. Right. Mental note.
Yes.
Thank you for that. So what would you say to somebody who was maybe considering belly dance classes, but maybe was just a little, you know, on the fence, a little inhibited?
Yeah, I would say bring a friend, because it's easier to do it with a buddy. I started dancing belly dancing with a buddy, and I think it's easier to do it in twos. I would also say put all of those preconceived notions that you have about belly dancing away, because chances are a lot of them are not valid. So put them away, and then just get in there and be yourself and be fearless.
So how can somebody sign up for a class with you?
Well, I teach in Regent Square at the Wilkins School Community Center. I teach on Wednesdays and Sundays. My website is www.jaminabellydance.com.
Okay.
So they can go to my website and see the class schedule or call me.
Great.
And their first class is always free, so they get to try it before they buy it.
A little teaser,
yeah, a little
if
teaser,
you will.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Now, do you yourself perform in town as well?
I do. Yeah, I perform in town. I perform around Pennsylvania. I performed in Erie. So,
wow,
but
you
yeah,
brought
it,
belly dance to
exciting.
Erie.
No, I've done some things for the Cultural Trust, for the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership, and also for the Silkscreen Asian American Film Festival. So we get to do a lot of public events when we dance, and also private parties.
Oh, great.
I love weddings, so we get to do a lot of weddings.
That is a neat concept, to have a belly dancer at a wedding.
It's true. It's you know, a lot of it has a cultural reference, and there's someone in their family, maybe dad, mom, grandpa, was from a country that they love belly dancers, and they like to bring us in and kind of show off the family history.
That's great. Plenty to do.
Yes.
Here in Pittsburgh.
Yes,
excellent.
Lots to
so
do in Pittsburgh.
We encourage everybody to dabble in belly dance.
Please dabble
that
in
would,
belly dance.
And of course commit to it. Make a make a hobby out of it.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes it's for the serious dance person who really wants to learn a dance form, and sometimes it's for the person who just wants to exercise in a fun new way.
Cool. And I guess the music's
wonderful.
Pretty grooving too.
Yeah. Yeah, the music is it'll capture your heart.
Excellent. Well, great. Good chatting with you. We learned quite a bit. I think that's a... In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.